Hachette Audio presents The Lucy Variations, written and read by Sarah Zarr. Dedication for Gordon, the skillful accompanist to all my variations. Part 1. Tempo Rubato in Robbed Time. Chapter 1. Try harder, Lucy. Lucy stared down at Madame Temnikova's face, which seemed incredibly gray. Try harder, Lucy. She put her hands over Temnikova's sternum again and again hesitated. Stage fright. An opportunity to prove herself, or a chance to fail, which was nothing new for her. It just hadn't been a life or death issue until now. This isn't a performance. Do something. But an actual dying person in the living room wasn't the same as a Red Cross dummy in the school gym. Lucy tried not to think about Temnikova's skin under her hands, or the way, from the looks of things, that skin now encased only a body, no longer a soul. Except the moment wasn't definite. More like Temnikova was not there, and then there, and then not there. Mostly not. Gus, Lucy's 10-year-old brother, started to ask the question she didn't want to answer. Is she... dead? Call 911, Gus, she told him for the second time. He'd been motionless, mesmerized. Lucy kept her voice unwavering, though she felt like screaming. She didn't want to freak him out. Channeling her mother's dispassion and authority, she said, "Go do it right now." Gus hurried across the room to the phone, and Lucy looked at the ceiling, trying to remember the steps in the cardiac chain of survival, what went where and for how long. Where were her mother and grandfather anyway? They were usually and annoyingly there, running the house and everything, everyone in it, like a Fortune 500 company. The metronome on top of the piano ticked steadily. Lucy fought off the urge to throw a pillow at it. Instead, she used it to time the chest compressions. Still, that sound. Tick, 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 tick. A slow adagio. A death march. She didn't know how Gus could stand it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?